This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Matt Wolf, VP of Communication at GNO Inc. He steps in for Michael Heck, who's out of town, and we appreciate that, Matt. We have a special guest today.
We do. We're excited. We've got Tom Neihardt, the founder and executive chairman of Posigen, a remarkable local company doing incredible work in the energy field. So we're excited to have him on to talk about some incredible work that they're a part of now.
Tom, welcome to the show. I understand that you have a newer initiative and you're working with the VFW. Tell us about it.
Thanks, Noel. Thank you for having me on the show. And we always love talking about our veterans and how much we appreciate everything they do to keep our country free. We've always had a focus on helping veterans and trying to provide jobs. We partner with SEIA, our national organization. We also are participating in Hiring Our Heroes and Solar Ready Vets. We do a lot with that. We have Veterans Appreciation Day here as an internal organization. We also have a forum that's set up for communications and support of the veterans. Veterans Day is a company-wide holiday. And, you know, we got to do something really special a couple weeks ago, and we worked with Solar Alternatives and a number of other groups to put solar on the VFW and also put a full battery backup. To put into context, that VFW after Ida provided 1,800 meals to people without power, to first responders. They worked their tails off and they had to do it in the dark. And so now that we've got this full battery backup, they're going to have refrigerators, their stoves are going to be working, and the next time we have a storm event or any other type of event, that VFW will be much more prepared to continue to offer the support that they have in the past.
Now, as I understand it, the project was a collaboration between multiple organizations, right? So how did this come to fruition? How did y'all pull all this together?
Well, we had some people that really pushed it hard. Maura with the Light Project, she really had the drive for this. It had been something that had been on our radar for a little while. My friend Jeff Canton over at Solar Alternatives stepped up and said, hey, you know, we'll do the installation work. If you guys provide materials, we provide a lot of the materials and the engineering support. It was a great project. We probably had, you know, 6-7 different organizations that were helping make sure that this thing got across the finish line.
And is there plans to do more of this?
Yes, we want to look at other VFW halls. We're also, Maura has taken a look at a couple other opportunities for us. There's a project that's the top of our list right now is a organization that helps abused women and provides them shelter and safety. We would like to do the same for that that building as well.
You guys have been in, how long have y'all been in business? Because I seem to recall talking about your company before. And along those lines, what's next for you guys?
Yeah, we've been in business for 14 years, which in, you know, residential solar years must be 150. At least it feels that way some days. You know, my wife Lisa and I founded the company out in New Orleans East on Michoud Boulevard with 5 employees and an old parade warehouse. And, you know, it's amazing. Today we're 750 employees. We're in 15 states. We'll you know, we'll install somewhere north of 12 to 14,000 systems this year. And, you know, we've really stayed true to our mission, which is to help working class families and really to provide solar to all. And that sets us apart from the rest of the organizations, right? We don't underwrite to FICO scores. We don't underwrite to debt to income ratios. We underwrite to how much we can save you off your utility spend and how much money we can put back in your pocket. So as we see the industry struggle a little bit last year, I think residential solar was down about 26%. PowerGen grew another 35%. And we, you know, we continue to see pretty strong year over year growth. We feel we'll get another 30 to 40% growth this year. That's really focusing on making sure the transaction makes sense for all of our stakeholders, right? Are we delivering savings to our customers? Because if we are, they're going to pay us, they're going to like us. Are we keeping our costs in line to make sure that we're, you know, we've got a rate of return that makes sense to our investors? And are we doing the right thing so our team members feel good about the organization they work for and what we're providing to our families that we serve?
We're visiting with Thomas Neihardt, founder and executive chairman of PowerGen. Thomas, what do you see as an industry? What do you see as some of the biggest obstacles? There's a lot changing right now, right? New administration, a kind of a new belief system in where the prioritization of energy is. So what do you see as some of the big challenges?
You know, Newell, that's a great question. A lot of people think about energy as political, that, you know, what's the GOP want? What do the Dems want? And how that gets footballed around. I don't think of it as a political issue. I think of it as an engineering issue, right? How do we create electricity? How do we create power? And then how do we deliver that power to where it's needed, right? And so whether it's transmission lines, whatever it is, we have to figure that out. So I look at PowerGen as being a residential power provider more so than anything else, right? We're creating a electricity generating machine on people's roofs, and it's being consumed right there in the home. And now that we've got batteries and things like that, when there's a storm, when there, you know, are issues with the grid, we've got resiliency to go along with it as well. So that's the way I look at it. I've spent a lot of time up in Washington. My wife will probably tell you I've spent more time there than home the last 3 months. Maybe she's happy about that. But, you know, really talking to the people in charge and saying, this is an organization that helps working class families. And working class families are voters, but they're also the backbone of our country. And how do we continue to do that in a way that makes sense for everybody involved? And, you know, I think our message has resonated.
And how do I put this? It's almost like a cogeneration model that makes sense, right? You can have traditional sources of energy brought to your home, but you can also use solar at the same time.
That's a great point, Newell. I need to take you everywhere I get to sit on a panel and have you just toss up the softballs, right? And look, I'm an all-of-the-above
guy. But
I think
tend to look at things. We tend to look at things one-dimensional, and not necessarily it are right.
No, they're not. That's the thing that people have to remember. You know, people on one side say, you know, drill, 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 and that's great, right? We need those fossil fuel resources. People on the other side, get rid of all fossil fuels. That's not going to happen either, right? We need to be in all of the above. When I talk to members of Congress, when I talk to our senators, when I talk to Governor Landry, great guy, smart guy. We sat down and had a really nice meeting, and we talked about that. And he said, yes, we are all of the above. We need oil. We need gas. We need wind. We need solar. We need, you know, geothermal. We need hydro. We need all these things. With the advent of AI, the amount of electricity that we're going to need is increasing so rapidly. I mean, the new Meta plant, they're supposed to build 3 natural gas plants just to service that one data center. That's just stunning, right?
It's unbelievable, quite frankly, when you think about it, right?
Yep. But if we continue to invest in solar on people's homes, we call them built structures, right? The structure's already there. We're not trying to cover a field. We're not trying to cover farmland. We're putting a solar system up on the roof of a home, and we're generating power that they're going to use. That's going to continue to reduce the stress on the grid. So I look at this as we should be partners with the utility companies. We should be partners with the gas and the oil plants. This is part of the solution.
No doubt. There's a difference of where this works better geographically, right? How many sun days does it take, where the sun is actually out, where this is the optimal for solar?
Yeah, don't ask me the hard questions. I'm just a pretty face. most of the country receives enough sun that it makes sense. We do a lot of business right up in Connecticut and New Jersey and Delaware and all those areas up there where you get less sun than you have in Louisiana. But Louisiana gets less sun than Colorado and Arizona and places like that that have, don't have as many cloudy days or rainy days. So what we look is your output per kilowatt installed. Right. If we're going to put a 6-kilowatt or 8-kilowatt system up on the home, how much actual production are we going to get? And I can tell you that the models that have been developed over the last 40 years or so gives us average sun days, cloudy days, rainy days, snow days. It figures out the direction of the roof, which we call the azimuth, right? We want it pointing directly south as possible, and then the pitch of the roof. And we can tell pretty easily how much power that solar panel or that solar array is going to produce before we ever install it.
I find this just incredibly interesting. I think a lot of times it gets caught up, as we talked about before, in the political rhetoric, but I think there's always a space for this to just really be successful, to work in a parallel fashion with traditional sources of energy. And I'm just always curious about how the political reaction, the public's reaction is. But what I really love about what you've done is, helping out the veterans and these organizations, these not-for-profits, because a lot of them are struggling, and even more will probably be struggling here in the near future. So it's nice when other folks are stepping up and helping out. Tom Neihardt, founder and executive chairman of Posigen, thank you so much for joining us today. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you, Newell and Matt. We appreciate everything that GNO Inc. does for us every day. You guys are doing great work over there.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back with Matt and his final thoughts. Stay with us.